I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
So I sort of just want to hop right into the football game, like if that's all right with you guys. I have some observations.
Okay, Seinfeld, let's hear him.
Yeah, what's the deal with Iowa fans on Twitter? Literally, I tweeted for the first time in like a while because Iowa fans are so soft. Like you can tell it's like old money versus new money, right? Like you can tell teams that aren't actually good and are like close to being good and how they deal with it. Like Oregon fans used to be like this. Oregon fans used to like think everybody was against them. You know, the college football world like hates them. Nobody's ever going to vote for them. You know, all of these things. That's Iowa. Like they had the audacity on Twitter to act like the refs screwed them over in that football game. Like I think even the most objective viewer of that football game saw a good 6 or 7 hold calls against Iowa that weren't called. King, we can't hear you at all, man. Yeah. I think we might be doing this pod without King. I think he's done. Yeah. All right. He might leave.
Yes.
He might leave his camera on. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, all you have to look at is they had one penalty in the game, and that was the punter illegal kicking of the ball.
The punter kicking the ball. No, yeah, like touching the ball at the one and then kicking it out of the back of the end zone. So I have a question about that.
Okay. That's their lone penalty. I don't care how good a football team you are. You could be the best team in the history of the fucking sport. You're not going through a game unclean like that.
You're totally clean like that. Yeah, no.
They're totally clean like that. You are procedural, hold, pass interference, something every fucking game happens. These refs just called pretty much nothing.
Pretty much nothing. Yeah, except
a couple things on the Ducks, but
which also weren't actually penalties. Like the illegal hands to the face, not a penalty. Like he was grabbing the jersey right here and pushing it up, like clear as day. I think both sides can say it might be the worst officiated game they've ever seen. Like we have a long history of Pac-12 officiating, and what we saw on Saturday was like atrocious.
What would you rather have, though? Them not calling penalties?
Call them.
That are penalties, or them just being flag happy, which is usually what you get in old Pac-12 games.
I want them to call holding. Like, that are obvious holds, like, right in front of the quarterback. Like Uyunglele is going to get a sack, and he gets grabbed backwards. Like, guys are getting twisted sideways on runs, and they're just not throwing the flag. It was like incredible. And WCP says it in the chat too. It's like apparently that specific crew is the notorious crew in the Big Ten who is just awful. And I think this might be the first time we've been subject to them. Probably not, like, just numbers wise, but boy, it almost cost Oregon the fucking football game, man. Like they almost called that 2-point conversion good.
I was gonna say, don't even talk about, you know,
the fumble,
not throwing flags, the missing a not even close fumble. Like, he wasn't even close to the ground.
And then,
calling him inbounds with I don't even think he was even live. He didn't look close inbounds.
Never had a foot inbounds. Like, what are you? It was right in front of him, too. Like, by the way, this goes back to my point about soft Iowa fans. Like, they were online saying that the Iowa guy recovered the fumble. Like, even after seeing all the replays of him never once having control of the ball, never once pinning it or anything, none of those things, Iowa fans were still on Twitter saying that Oregon screwed him over, or the refs screwed them over. It's like, my guys, have some perspective. Like, again, it's new money, man. Like, they have no idea what they're doing. Like, have some perspective, you guys. Like, and it's weird saying new money about a like a program that's been around forever and is fucking old and ancient and had Hayden Fry and shit like that. But, like, guys, that's guys. WCB says he thinks they were the crew for the Indiana game.
Indiana game.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember any, like, blatant things in that game.
Oh, Cignetti was pretty fired up a couple times for stuff.
He was. Yeah, okay. So both ways in that one, not so much in this one.
Yes.
I don't normally do this, but I feel like it's worthy. MVPs of that game.
The offensive line as a whole, I guess, if you want to.
So the running backs? Back. Yeah.
Well, line, running back combo. You know, running the ball. How about that?
You know what? The line and Noah Whittington. I'll say that. Because I think Davison and Hill were fine. Like, they were good. They used holes and weaved well. Like, Hill scored a touchdown, for God's sake. But Whittington was battling. Like, Whittington was breaking tackles. He was dragging guys. He was getting extra 4 or 5 yards every single time he carried the football. He was a fucking beast. And the offensive line did not give up a pressure of Moore. Like, Moore didn't throw the ball well at all because it was raining. Like, it was pissing the whole game, and they were running the ball a whole bunch. But no pressures, like, holes for the running backs to go through. It was.
I mean, you say Davison and Hill kind of. I mean, they both average like 6.5 yards of rush.
It's crazy.
So it's not like
it's relative,
I mean, I think
right?
Yeah, as a team, I think they were like 7 and change yards per rush. With on the flip side, the defense held Iowa to like 2.5, maybe even under that. I can't remember the exact number, but like 100 yards rushing. That's what they held them to.
It really would have been a shame, even objectively, if Oregon had lost that game. Because like Oregon dominated the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. And they got a turnover. Their kicker was clutch.
Like, well, if you're going to give it to someone, you got to probably give it to Sappington of everyone.
Atticus Sappington is the MVP of the football game. The guy made 3 field goals right down the fucking middle, ice in his veins to make the winner. Not only that, kicked the squib kick that bounced off a dude's face. Finney forced his second fumble of the game on that. Mixon recovered it. Mixon had like 9 solo tackles in the game. Like, just dudes playing up all over the place, and to do it without Harkey and Corey Moore, and Bryant got hurt early in the game.
And Sadiq.
I mean,
yeah, once Bryant got hurt, it's like, all right,
they're not throwing the ball.
Who the fuck's going to catch a pass now?
Yeah.
It's like, I think Johnson might have been the leading receiver.
He was. Yeah.
With not a lot of yards.
Yep.
And then Benson had the big catch. That was the pass game, really.
Jeez.
And then also big ups to the both kickers, the punter as well.
Yeah.
Punter was nails.
And on his holds too. Like, there was a couple like snaps that were off a little bit. Yeah.
And that's the kind of shit where that's how you beat Iowa in the Iowa style of football. Right? Forever they've been saying, "Oh, Oregon can't win in this style of fucking football." They just out Iowa at Iowa. What they did. They ran it better. They played better defense.
Didn't it feel like Lanning was really proud of that? Like he almost wanted that more than he wanted a blowout. Like, you could see it on his face after the game. Hey, that was a big time Big Ten football win, right, boys? It's like,
I think he would have probably wanted it to not come down to a field goal as time's getting close to running out.
Probably.
I think that's probably what he would
not give up a 94-yard drive to Iowa to take the lead with under 2 minutes left.
Well, we have said it all year. We thought it would be more with the young DBs, the young corners, giving up that busted play. Yep. It hasn't really been the DBs. It's been the fucking safeties have been the problem for those big plays. It was
Flowers on the big one, like the 50-yard pass. Because I noticed people were getting on Thieneman for that one, but it was too deep, and the tight end went to Flowers' side. Like, so Thieneman essentially released him to Flowers' side like he's supposed to, and Flowers just let him go, and he was just wide open. Yeah. How do you bust a coverage against Iowa? Like of all teams, you should not be giving up passing yards to Iowa.
I mean, that was a similar thing in the Wisconsin game, wasn't it? Didn't that guy slip behind the safeties and Tiedemann got out of position and Flowers didn't get over to where he should have? Yeah. Same exact play. That's the other than I still think the linebacker core as a whole is the weaker part. It's the safeties as well.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd still say that about the backers. Just the way Mixon's been playing. Like, Betcher is solid. He leads the team in tackles by, like, 30. And Mixon is sort of all over the place, man. Like, so, and he's getting better as the season's going on. And, oh, by the way, they played without Devin Jackson, too. That's another guy who is out, too. So it's like, God, just guys out all over the field, and Oregon still found a way to win, man. Like,
credit, I guess it's more when
credit you get where it's due.
I guess it's more I kind of hate them on when they linebackers go into pass protection, pass coverage, they just get cooked.
Yeah,
and
that's
and also, I mean, seeing Tuoti have to go multiple plays in pass coverage as well, I don't get it. I don't get it. Why he's the engine of the front four
in a big way.
Reason why that defense is playing the way they are. That dude's defensive MVP in my eyes.
I was gonna say the exact same thing. Like, the dude balled out, and he played hurt too. He got shaken up in the game, came back in like the next series, like balling out. And defensive line too. I mean, Bear and Amari, and not so much Tuioti, but you know, everybody else along the front has been. You know, I don't want to. It's weird saying Uyunglele is who I meant. Weird saying Uyunglele is not good and not playing well. Because, like, I think if you were to sit down with, like, a coach and watch film, you would probably see a lot of things that he's actually doing.
Is he getting doubled, or is he getting chipped every play? I don't pay enough attention to.
I know.
Like, I don't go back and review, but I see just with the eyes, you see Tuioti, like, busting his ass down the fucking line to get a guy. You know, shoestring tackle,
chasing,
kind of shit.
Chasing you're not, guys down, right? Yeah,
and then and constantly getting at least some pressure to the quarterback. You're just not seeing that even pressure from Uyunglele is the thing.
Yeah, the 4-star kid is turning into the 5-star kid. They're like swapping. It's kind of weird. AK-47 says his defensive MVP is Amari. Yeah, man, the dude's a beast, and he got to be the jersey model this week too.
We have seen that part of the D line though, where other teams will start gashing the middle. I'm not sure if that's more on the linebackers not filling the holes correctly, but usually when the defense is starting to get, you know, giving up 5-6 yards a rush, that middle of the line right there is kind of just getting moved out of the way, and linebackers aren't filling. So that's they are good though. They have times when they just kind of get manhandled though.
So, like, they play Minnesota now. Like, is anybody going to be back for that? like, do they play Minnesota with no receivers? Like,
does anyone need to be back for Minnesota?
I mean, Harkey. I think Harkey, what, like, the sense I got in seeing him jump around and celebrate and blah, 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 is Harkey was, like, really close to being able to play, and he just was, like, a game-time decision. And couldn't do it. So,
I think Sadiq probably could have played as well.
Yeah, like Sadiq's got like
Moore,
wear
I don't
and
know
tear
about,
injury? Like,
yeah.
So WCP says Corey looks like he might be back. So that'd be a big deal. Also, by the way, might sneak in there tomorrow, Evan Stewart. Like, yes. I get the sense that it's going to be 2 hours before kick, because you get the injury report. They have to tell you. 2 hours before kick, we're going to find out that he's not on there anymore. or he's going to move from out to questionable or something like that.
Yeah. And at worst, I mean, let's say he does play. He just needs to get a feel for the game. He doesn't need to play a lot. Just go run a couple routes. Just get a feel of being back on the field again.
Run straight. Just run straight.
Yeah, because with... You know, King's not here, so we'll have to figure out lines. But,
yeah.
I think, you know, Minnesota's 6-3, right?
Yeah.
They've played 3 road games. They lost to Stanford. Then they got fucking dog walked by both Iowa and Ohio State. So maybe a fairly fraudulent 6-3 team. I mean, it's a big spread. I can't remember what
my guy,
I have written down. 26. So
3/4 of the Big Ten is fraudulent. Like it is so goddamn top heavy. If there's anything we've learned is that there is a complete lack of offense in this conference. Like, it's crazy. Like, Iowa, Wisconsin, like, just fucking god-awful offenses. And somehow, some way, they were able to stay in games with Oregon. It's bizarre. I honestly think all things considered, Oregon is totally healthy against Iowa. They probably win by 21.
That's not covering, though, right now, but yes.
I know. Like, not to get to lines early, but like, is anybody comfortable picking Oregon to cover the rest of the season? Because they kind of haven't been.
No.
Why? Like, prove me wrong, Oregon. Like, put up some points, for God's sake.
But like I said, Minnesota has scored 20 points total in their 3 road games and have given up 41, 42, and 27. Wow. So the numbers say this should be the spread, right?
27-13 score in Autzen Stadium tomorrow. Yep. I guess the weather's supposed to be okay tomorrow. It's not supposed to rain, I think. So we'll see. Hey, you should do right now is take a picture of your lines, like the games, and send it to King so he could shoot us a shoot us his picks. Oh, is he out?
he gets a nice bagel this week.
All right. Or the chat picks for him. Mm. How about we do that? How about we have the chat pick for him? And don't forget, chat, we got like our underdog of the week and our star pick. So,
but Oregon's last 2 offensive games.
Yeah.
21 points and 18 points, not what we're used to. Are we underplaying the weather? Are we thinking this offense is not what we thought they should be because of the weather more? Or what? Because we're talking point spread. That means the Ducks need to score at minimum 4 touchdowns and give up none to cover the spread.
So you take away the pass. That is what you get. You get 21 and you get 18. you take the pass completely out of the game. And that's what Oregon is. Oregon's running game, period, is getting you 3 scores. More if you count field goals, whatever, math. You add in the passing game, Oregon is scoring 40 plus. And so I agree with you. I think if the weather's good, Oregon's going to be able to score. But they also need people to be healthy, man. Like, Dante needs wide receivers, and they need to be... They need to not be McClellan. I like McClellan. He's fine. They need to not be Cooper Perry. You know,
they definitely need to not be Cooper Perry.
Perry's maybe good in a year or two. Cooper Perry's not there. He is Cooper Perry right now is slow white. Like, he does not need slow white.
he's Jeff Mayle right now. We're not going back.
He wishes.
We have advanced enough to where that kind of player is not the number one or number two option.
He's Aaron
anymore.
Flugrad, right?
He's
now.
Aaron Flugrad.
He's more Aaron Flugrad than Jeff Mayle. He ain't beat nobody deep ever.
No.
Yeah, AK, we're a little racist.
Yeah, about them whites.
About the whites.
We don't want them fucking whites at fucking wide receiver anymore.
White wide receivers.
But God, I wish King was here because this is This is college football, and at least with the media and, you know, the AP poll and shit like that. Oregon wins this game, a tough fought game against Iowa, who, you know, this is what Iowa's known for. It's in terrible weather, and they get knocked. Oregon gets knocked. Oh, they only scored 18. He only threw for like 140 yards. I'm not even, maybe. Less I don't even care remember yeah. what Dante threw.
Yeah.
And, but if this was an SEC game, with nice weather and it's a 12-10 final score, these are just a hard fought SEC matchup, and they give them all the credit for that. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
King back to flip us a bird. We still can't hear him.
Like this week, there's two big SEC matchups this week, and they're going to get pumped. No matter if the game is not a blowout, it's going to get propped up to be the classic. Oh, there's no easy weeks in the SEC. You brought up like the Big Ten is very top heavy with a bunch of fucking middling ass teams.
Mid, yeah.
But they don't say that for the SEC.
Yeah.
That's why they have fucking like 10 teams fucking ranked.
It was a weird response because like Oregon got killed. Well, not killed. Or Oregon got criticized, I'll say, for just the way they beat Iowa. But also like Dante Moore, like objectively didn't really do a hell of a lot. And he got so much goddamn praise for one throw. Like, mind you, it was an incredible throw. It was a clutch throw. It won the game for them. Without that throw, incredible. But my God, guys, he didn't do anything else the rest of the game. Like nothing whatsoever. He had a 40-yard run.
112 yards passing.
He had a 40-yard run where, fuck, dude, get on your horse. Like, I know he sort of hobbled at the end of it, but, like, my guy, score a touchdown. Like, your offense hasn't done anything. Sprint, my guy. You can't run 100 yards? It's like fucking Peyton Manning out here, like, chugging with his fucking broken neck. Jesus.
No, he's a running quarterback, though.
Yeah, he's Dennis Dixon 2.0. Yeah. Yeah. King, this is great because King, we won't be able to hear him yell at us. But WCP asked King if he's just muted. Flip him off, man. Flip him off. I'll flip him off. let's see. All right. So we move on from football, I guess. Like, Ski, you've been going to the basketball games, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, you're one of like a dozen people in that arena. Like,
there's maybe 1,200 people.
Hey,
maybe.
There you go.
1,200. Little light.
1,200 bodies. So my question is for you: how is the experience? Are they still doing tacos promotions, tacos and Modelo's? And should I go to a game?
Taco Modelo deal is Tuesdays and Thursdays.
That's a shame because so they play random fucking Wednesday and Friday games. So
I believe they play Monday this coming week.
Like what do you
against what? With the Beavs? I believe they play on Monday.
Tacos. Like what? Yep. How many Tuesday again, games do they even have?
Again, this would be a fine time for King, who was working the concession at the game last game.
He was,
but yes, or. Helping out with the kids, I think pretty sure was working it.
Oh,
but,
his kids were doing like a yeah. Okay, all right, cool.
But for the team itself, quick, kind of big picture of the team right now, they can't shoot. They can't shoot threes.
No, at all. Yeah,
I mean, Shellstack could still knock some down here and there. He's very streaky now. I like Simpkins. I think he is a potential other scorer. Outside that, they can't shoot, which is very problematic.
Simpkins
for
can score. Biddle can score, but they don't.
they don't consistently knock down shots.
Yeah.
So that's one problem. The other problem is they don't have that player that can dribble, drive, and score themselves at the hoop. That's the biggest glaring thing to me right now, because there are bad shooting teams. Houston's old Baylor teams, they weren't great shooting teams, but they had guys that could get to the fucking rack and get fouls and score. They don't have that. They don't have a wing that could do that. The guards don't like to do that. So pretty much all they do is try to feed the ball inside and chuck up a million threes and pray they shoot 30%. And defense, which makes it not a good product. Dana wants them winning low scoring, gross games.
He doesn't have a choice because nobody can score. So, like, it's nice that he wants that because he's going to get it no matter what.
Which is tough because they played South Dakota State.
Yeah.
They played the Jackrabbits last game.
Yep.
And they have nothing but white guys. They have one black guy that actually played. And that team has guys that can knock down some threes. You're trying to tell me the Ducks can't get a guy that can shoot 40% from three?
Well, I think it goes back to what you said earlier about like attacking the rim. Like they need guys to attack. And as soon as you start doing that, then it opens up the outside shots.
Instead of
fuckers just like standing out there forcing.
Well, you would think that's the problem, but they're missing wide open. They're missing good shots. It's not like they do force some bad looks, but they're missing wide open good shots you're supposed to take, and they just can't knock them down.
So is this something that will happen eventually? Probably.
No, it's not. That's not something that really you figure out. Either you're a good shooter or you're not.
Yeah.
Some guys might get a little hot game to game scenario, but as a whole for a team, they're just not it.
Yeah.
And this is what the interesting thing of Trevor Ariza's kid, like officially signing to play with the Ducks next year. He's a 5-star in.
Hey, Ski.
God, if you're him.
Ski, how tall is he?
How tall is he? That's a good question. I don't know. Not 6'7", I know that.
I bet he's 6'9". I bet, what position does he play?
I'm guessing he's a forward.
He's a 6'9 forward, 5-star. Interesting, fun.
Yeah.
Boy, Oregon finally hit the jackpot. They finally got a 6'9 forward. It's a 5-star. I bet he's going to pan out and be a superstar.
But guess what? Like we always say with football, you get as many 5-stars as you can because you need just one of them to pan out. When those guys pan out, those big, lanky 6'9 guys, those are the guys that take you on deep runs.
A 6'9 guy taking you on a deep run?
Deep, very deep. Deep and rhythmic.
Jesus, Ski, that's disgusting.
I don't know what to say. I don't know if it's pure recruiting from Dana because he's getting 5-star kids in now. I don't know if he's getting the wrong transfers in. Like Waylen is
bad.
Lost.
He's bad.
He can't. Watch him shoot the ball and look at the fundamentals and the spin that comes off it. Dean Stepp did not teach that kid how to shoot a fucking basketball. I'll tell you that much.
The fingers
are not spread out and the wrist is not snapping straight ahead. It's coming off like Sean Marion-esque, like that.
He is not in 8 o'clock in the morning sharpshooting class at South Eugene High School. Thank you, WCP. We've been talking basketball for 5 minutes. Bing bong.
Yep.
Eh. Let's see. So we could talk Zers if we want to. We could talk Aaron Judge MVP if we want to. Do we want to?
We could go quick on baseball.
Okay.
Quick.
Talk.
Fucking Jason Quick.
I'm gonna eat something while you talk about it.
All right. So first off, King agrees. You probably agree. Shohei Ohtani probably is going to win the MVP every year. He didn't even fucking pitch this year and won another MVP. So we don't have to worry about the NL anymore. AL MVP. I'm a little biased. I hate the Yankees. I can see the argument that Judge should have won. I mean, you could give me all the Mariner fan stuff, the breaking the record as a catcher with fucking Cal Raleigh. Judge was a better hitter this year.
The switch hitting record too.
Yeah. If that's what you need, if you need to start, you know, grabbing at things like that, if you can't just point to home runs. Yes. Point to like the RBI. Okay. But then you look at almost every other metric and it's like, yeah, Judge hit like 335, like 80 points higher. Yeah. He had more hit, you know, all the other metrics to a hitter. You know, I'm shocked Cal Raleigh didn't win because catching is hard. Being a catcher is hard. It sucks. You get the shit kicked out of you every fucking game. And then to hit that well, I would have been fine either way. Whoever won, I didn't care. I just hate Aaron. I hate Aaron Judge because he's a Yankee. So.
And Swoosh McDuck, fuck the Yankees. WCP, also yep. Fuck the Yankees. Yeah, I'm on board.
And switch hitting doesn't mean shit to me. Great, you switch hit. That's something you choose to do.
Switch hitter hitting 60 bombs as a catcher is pretty nuts.
I would put more emphasis on catcher because defensively it wears you out and it's a tougher position.
Yeah, it's wild. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't care about switch. Yeah. Judge won. I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Cal Raleigh won. I would have been fine with it as well.
All right. Let's do. We can't do trivia. I did do trivia. King, can you hear us?
You can hear, I'm pretty sure.
You got the headphones on. You can hear, though. Okay. He's saying no, he can't hear. He can hear. All right, so we can't do trivia. I did come up with trivia.
Answering Swoosh McDuck's way, he says, I'm a homer as fuck, yeah, but Cal did things never done by a catcher ever this year and was an everyday player. You can't – I have a hard time taking positional angle like that because if, let's say, a set – like the old Alfonso Soriano shit with the Yankees, like, oh, he hit 45 home runs as a second baseman or even – they used to do it even older with someone like Ryan Sandberg and like when A-Rod came along playing shortstop. Oh, he hit 40, 50 home runs as a shortstop. I don't really care what position you play, like as that metric. If you want to factor in the defense as a catcher, yes, I'll agree with that. But just saying he did things for the position as a hitter, no, miss me with that.
It's but Ryan.
Yeah, it's Ryan. R-Y-N-E-R-I-P. Ryan.
It's Ryan. Well, how about for trivia? I ask the questions, and Ski, you can answer them, and the chat can answer them too. So we'll see if your powers combined, you like get the answers correctly. So I'll just run through them, and we'll go from there. All right, Minnesota trivia on our podcast, brought to you by ThinkJinx.com. Wow, he heard me say thinkjinx.com and just like looked up at me. So my guy to the left of me, podcast pup, he knows what's up.
I think I hit it with the phone again, King. It'll fix. Yeah. Did not fix. Damn it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, go get the old mic. He doesn't have it. Okay. So my dog, by the way, with the Think Jinx puppy food that I give him, I just up the amount because he's growing. And so I got to go like 3.5 to 4 cups a day now. I used to do just like 2, 2.5 maybe. And so now I'm upping that. So I'm going to start to blow through those. He's going to be a fat ass just like me.
I will say it's still a puppy.
Him a good
boy. But that puppy food is like richer than adult dog food. So if you give them more, those shits can turn a little rough on you.
You mean they're going to be gold? Like
no, the opposite of gold. Opposite. Maybe liquid gold. Liquid gold potentially.
All right, fair enough.
Be very some very rich deuces.
Fair enough. Yeah, him good boy. Thanks to thanksjinx.com. Again, starting with cat food, apparently, in 2026. So be on the lookout, Booble. You're going to get your cat food. Fucking cat boy in our chat. All right. So
hey, I'll do an extra plug here.
Yeah.
For it. I don't give too many of the plugs for Think Jinx.
Oh, yeah.
Got sent the the wet food. It comes in like little pouches,
yep.
And it's mixed. It's got like carrots and it's got real
stuff, vegetables
in it. You could use it for real, like as normal food, but okay. I use it as topper. But yes, my dog likes it very much.
Fucking loves it. Like, so does mine, dude. Like, I can't do it. I do it like every other day. Like, every other dinner, yeah. I'll do it. I got like a box of them. I asked for like extra of that. It's a nice treat for the boy when he's being good. Mm. Let's see. So let's do some trivia. So, Ski and the chat. The 2003 Sun Bowl is the last time Oregon played Minnesota. The Gophers won on a game-winning field goal by Reese Lloyd with 23 seconds left. That team, by the way, had Marion Barber and Lawrence Maroney.
Lawrence Maroney. Running back. Oh, yeah.
Despite the loss, an Oregon wide receiver got the Player of the Game award thanks to 16 catches and 200 yards. Who is the wide receiver?
What year was that again?
2003. Oregon wide receiver got MVP of the Sun Bowl, 16 catches, 200 yards. And I know the chat has a little bit of a delay too, so get them in there if you can think of it. Don't Google it.
Having trouble with the
early 2000s wide receiver. You can write it down if you want. He can't hear. Got anything, Ski?
All right, I don't remember that Sun Bowl, like, at all.
All right, WCP said Marshawn Tucker. That is incorrect. Options, Keenan Howry, Sammy Parker, or Demetrius Williams?
Oh, is it? I would say Sammy Parker.
Chiefs legend Sammy Parker is the correct answer. Yes. Is it? 16 catches, 200 yards. Kellen Clemens was the quarterback that day.
Yeah. And, man, I really do not remember that game at all.
Yeah. Terrence Whitehead was the running back that year. Demetrius had like 70 catches that year to lead them. He was their best receiver by a lot that year. Let's see. So Minnesota's all-time leader in catches finished with 227 in four seasons. He's second all-time in yards. Went on to get drafted by the Broncos, but is most remembered for his time with the Jets. Who is he? Jets wide receiver.
Eric Decker?
Decker's the right
Minnesota
answer,
right?
Dude. Yeah, nice work. Nice work. That's tough. What's the name of Minnesota Stadium? Does anybody know that?
Ooh.
It's a random ass Minnesota company, I'm pretty sure.
I have no idea.
Options.
That's the kind of shit that King gets, though, that would beat me week to week.
Yes, exactly that. Your options, everybody. Huntington Bank Stadium, Ameriprise Field, or Gophers Stadium? So Ameriprise or Huntington?
I would guess Ameriprise would be my guess.
It's the bank. Swoosh McDuck.
Is it the bank? Huntington it's the bank. Bank.
Yep. Cha-ching. Let's see. Minnesota has one Heisman winner in their history. He played fullback and won it in 1941. Also won two national titles in 1940 and 1941. He shares a name with a Buffalo Bills defensive legend from the 90s. Who is he?
Bruce Smith?
That's correct.
Is that his actual name?
Yes,
I have no idea who the guy is. Yeah, a fullback from the 40s. Yeah, I'm going to know who that guy is.
Yep. So Bruce Smith is Minnesota's lone Heisman winner. Swoosh calls him Iron Leg Smith. Sure. Oh, man, I got some acting ones for you that you are going to really like. Let's see. Legendary actor went to Minnesota, didn't graduate because his Minnesota National Guard squad was shipped off to train to possibly fight in Korea. He was never shipped out because the general asked him to stay behind and entertain the trainees because he was such a good actor. After the war, he went to USC and jumped into acting. His credits include Kung Fu, Seinfeld, Big Trouble in Little China, Blade Runner, Balls of Fury, Chinatown, Hawaii 5-0, and a lot more. Yep. You know who he is.
James Hong.
That would be James Hong. James Hong went to fucking Minnesota. That is crazy. Like, what? Let's see. Another.
I knew he was old when he was like, oh, he was on his way to the fight in the Korean War. I was like, yeah, this guy's old.
Yeah.
The Korea.
He said he was quoted as saying, like, I'm really glad they didn't send me over here because they would have shot at me first. let's see. Another legend got his master's from Minnesota. His credits include Pacific Rim, Hellboy, Alien Resurrection, Sons of Anarchy, and a lot more. We have podcasted several of his movies. Who is he?
That would be Ron Perlman.
That'd be Ron Perlman. Ron Perlman and James Hong went to fucking Minnesota. I dare you to make less sense.
I mean, Oregon can't compete with that.
Yep.
I mean, Ty Burrell and Caitlin Olsen.
No.
Yeah, that's
not gonna cut it. Not gonna work here anymore. This former Gopher went on to playing and coaching career that included a Super Bowl win as a player and coach. Also in the Ring of Honor for two NFL teams as a coach, finished with 9 career interceptions as a player. Also had a son who played for Oregon. Who is he? Actually played quarterback at Minnesota. Played an NFL career as a defensive back.
Well, I guess that's
WCP.
Yeah.
WCP,
is that right?
It. Yep.
Is that Dungy?
Yep. Yeah. Tony Dungy. Good call, WCP. Huh. Yeah, man. He, like, so many people went to fucking Minnesota. It doesn't make any sense. I guess Midwest, like, people are just from the Midwest, so go to school there. Let's see. What is the name of Iowa's mascot? That was cool. Your camera just zoomed,
I know your camera just zoomed
in on you, like, automatically. That was awesome.
I know it's not just going to be the Gopher. Not going to be that. What kind of dumb name are they going to pick?
Booble says it's Brock Lesnar. It's not Brock Lesnar. Kind of looks like him, though. By the way, it's not, their mascot's not actually a gopher. It's a squirrel. So that's something you could make fun of them for if you really wanted to.
I would, maybe it's the Great Gopher. How about that? That would be my guess.
That's close, no. Your options are Chomps, Goldie Gopher, or Gary Gopher.
I pray it's Gary Gopher. I don't think it is. Chomps,
so
Chomps.
Gary.
Chomps. Yeah, Gary. Fucking Geary. Chomps is way too cool. It's probably something dumb like Goldie.
It is absolutely Goldie. Yep.
Yeah,
Chomps is actually like a good name that I just came up with. I should be naming these fucking mascots. That's basically it.
Or Geary.
Geary. Let's see. No chance anybody's getting this one. They're all-time leader in passing yards, touchdowns, total yards, total touchdowns. Never passed for more than 3,000 yards in a season is named Adam Weber. So,
oh,
yeah.
I was going to guess. The only quarterback I got in my eye is Tanner Morgan.
Tanner Morgan, yeah. He was one of the options. There's also Asad Abdul Khalik. Remember that guy?
I remember the name.
Yep.
I probably couldn't name another quarterback there.
And Booble said Gary Gopher Jr. for the mascot name. I like it. Yeah. Esquire. Let's see. Previously discussed during Wisconsin trivia, Gophers and Badgers play for the Paul Bunyan's axe.
Bunyan's axe.
Another rivalry that plays for a trophy is Michigan. What's the name of their trophy? Michigan and Minnesota.
I'm sure it's a stupid jug that I don't know the name of.
Yeah.
King knows it. He would got this point.
What's the color of the jug?
I don't know. What's
the color of it and how big is it?
Yeah. Would they do something dumb and no, they wouldn't call it like the purple jug, you know, mix in the blue.
No, it's much more boring. It's boring than that. WCP got it, but it's like, that's not the full name. That's not the full name.
The big brown jug?
The little brown jug.
Little brown jug. Yeah. I knew it was something dumb.
Yep. It is very dumb. All right. That's trivia. Thanks to thanksinks.com for trivia. Yeah. I love that, Booble. Big brown jug with the one in the middle. So are we going to do lines? Like, how are we going to do lines? Is a check going to pick for King? Is Kick going to King going to do like a thumbs up, thumbs down? Or is, or is he sitting this one out? All right. King's protesting.
We'll let the,
King,
we'll let
yeah,
the,
do the, do the, do the square and then the thumbs down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The chat. Yeah, he's doodling.
He's doodling. Yeah. I love it. I thought he was going to give us like some like really in-depth art piece at the end. He's like, here's what I've been drawing. And it's like a huge cock and balls.
Mm.
He draws it for an hour.
Yeah. We did have some movement, though. We have a new leader, and that's me. I had 7 points this week. King had 6 points. You had 5 points, Braga. So
cooking the books.
King 63, you're 64, I'm 66. No one's hitting 6-7, so we all win. All right.
I don't know why that would be a big deal.
I don't know. People are dumb. Kid, let's say kids. Kids are dumb. We, I think we could all agree on that.
Swoosh with a funny joke in the chat I'm not going to read. That's awesome.
Oh, I don't think big brown jugs.
Yeah, I don't know about brown.
I was going to say big white jugs. Yes. I
think, all right, we got it.
Yeah, we got it. Well, we gave it a little context, but... All right. First game.
Yeah.
Wisconsin. Going to Indiana. Indiana is 29.5 point favorites.
I'm going to take Wisconsin with the points because I think their defense is okay. Coming off the big win against Washington.
I think
they hold them to like 28. Yeah.
As you would say, that's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points. That's what I'm saying.
That's over four tutters right there. I'm still going to take Indy because they're that weird team right now to where they're ranked high, but people just want to dump them down lower for no reason. Mm-hmm. They really want to put SEC schools ahead of them. So they are going to want to keep fucking just hammering teams. So give me Indy.
It's from the chat. Booble has picked for King. He says IU star pick. So King's star pick is Indiana this week.
All right. Next game, Michigan. They travel to Northwestern. Michigan's 12.5 point favorites on the road.
Yeah, I got Michigan covering. Yeah.
Do you? I see. All right. Yeah,
I get it. I understand. But I think Michigan covers.
I wish I'd too lazy to look it up. I would love to look up what the weather is going to be like. I think this is the sneaky Northwestern cover game. Mm-hmm. It's going to be close. Michigan's not that good.
They're not.
Their offense isn't that good to blow teams out. So I think Northwestern hangs around.
All right, Booble, what you got?
Or whoever first one that types in,
or whoever wants to pick for King, Swoosh McDuck, feel free. Michigan or Northwestern? What's the pick, boys? We don't have all fucking night. Come on. UM says Booble. All right.
Next game, we just saw them. Hawkeyes. They travel to play USC. SC is only a 6.5 point favorite at home. I'll start this off. My Think Jinx dog of the week. I saw it is supposed to be pouring like 2 to 3 inches of rain in LA for that game. If you're going to give me a gross football game, I'm going to take Iowa.
I think this sort of benefits Oregon either way. Because Oregon plays USC next, and Iowa going to USC, them having to possibly play in the rain. Either way, USC's getting beat up. So,
do you want, as an Oregon fan, do you want SC to lose this game so then they're out of it? You know, a 3-loss USC team is not getting in the playoffs. Or do you want, or would you rather have them win so if the Ducks win, it's a better win for seeding potential?
I don't care. Like seeding is bad. Like, seeding's bad. I don't care. Like US, feel free to lose USC.
If USC loses, their college kids, weird things happen. They sometimes will just give up now once they're out of the running of things. So it could be beneficial.
Yeah. No,
for Oregon if they do lose.
No, I'm with you. I still think USC wins. 6.5. They'll get 7. I think USC's got it.
It looks like Chad is backing Iowa with me. Okay. Yeah.
So King's going Iowa thanks to Swoosh and Booble on that one.
But Maryland, 14.5 point dogs on the road against the Illini. Here's your just battle of fucking mids. I'll start off. I mean, I'm going to take Illinois. I think Maryland's lost like 5 or 6 games in a row, some shit like that, and haven't looked good. So,
could I be any more mid?
Yeah. The mid off. Give me the Illinois in the mid off.
Yeah, I'll take Illinois too. I mean, just it's more that Maryland really just is bad. So, yeah, Illinois,
right, well, this
I guess. Like, and Illinois sucks too.
Chat says Illinois as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, for King. Here's an interesting one. This just says how bad Michigan State is, a 7.5 point home dog against Penn State.
Wow, what a horrible football game. Penn State. I will, Penn State star pick.
Penn State has looked slightly less dead.
Yeah. They should have beat Indiana.
I mean,
they
should have beat Indiana. They were in it for a quarter or so against Ohio State. They took Iowa down to the wire. Yeah, I'm taking Penn State as well. Sparty is dead.
Yeah, big time.
Ooh.
And they just had to vacate all those wins, too. those wins, quote unquote. Yeah, look at King's pick. That's a big one. Ballsy, King. That's ballsy.
It's never a terrible idea to take a home dog.
Yeah. King picking Michigan State as his thinkjinx.com underdog pick of the week. I love it.
All right.
I love the gumption.
Next game, my fucking Boilermakers. They're on the road against UW. They're 16.5 point dogs on the road.
Purdue covers. I like Purdue.
Gotta watch out for that Purdue offense.
They're gonna score enough points to cover the spread.
I think Washington is gonna get all the rain that they kind of had projected for Eugene this weekend. I'm gonna take Purdue as well in just a gross, rainy, shitty game.
Let's see. You said Purdue was your new Colorado.
That was not a Colorado. I never picked Colorado.
So Purdue
that
or
was
Washington.
Braga, I always picked them.
So Purdue or Washington, chat. 16.5 points. Washington's the favorite. In Seattle, right?
In Seattle.
In the rain. Yeah. Who you got?
Yeah.
Give it to me. We can move on to the next game.
Yep.
And we'll grab next it from game. The chat before we're done. Booble says UW.
All right. Next game is Kings Bruins on the road at the Ohio State. 31.5 point favorite Ohio State Buckeyes.
Yeah, I mean, like, UCLA is sort of, you know, coming back down to earth a little bit, it seems like, you know.
Yes, very much so.
Like, I like watching Nico. I think Nico is fun. He doesn't really have anybody else around him at all. And they're still not very good. So, you know, I have Ohio State covering this. Like, even though it's a humongous number, it's not going to be close. Like, no.
I got the Ohio State as well, and so does the chat. Yeah, I think I'm right with you. This should be just a slaughter.
Yeah.
All right, we got two top 25 matchups I picked. Fender's Notre Dame Fighting Irish are 12.5 point favorites on the road at Pitt. I will start.
What's the other non-con game? Real quick.
Other non-con game is Texas and Georgia.
Okay.
Georgia is a 6.5-point favorite.
Okay. All right.
I am taking Notre Dame as a star pick because when Pitt's coach comes out and says, "Oh, I don't mind losing this week to Notre Dame," you're not up for that game. If you're fine losing this game to Notre Dame because it's not a conference game, you have no chance. Give me Notre Dame.
All right. Well, because I don't really have any good options for this left, I'm going to go with Pitt as my thinkjinx.com underdog pick of the week.
Bold.
Very, very.
And, yep, fighting fenders for King this week. And then, yep, what I said, Texas, Georgia. Georgia, 6.5-point favorites at home. I am taking Georgia. I think Texas is very mid and is should not be ranked.
Yeah. Arch has been super-duper inconsistent. He has had a couple of really big games lately. But yeah, I go Georgia as well. Chat does for King too. So. Yeah.
I think I'm still trying to figure out if I think Georgia's actually real good or not either.
Yeah, I don't trust either of them. Yeah.
No, I think this is kind of their game to where they go, "Oh, all right, we should be the 5th ranked team because we're just going to slaughter Texas at home." And the good thing, I think Texas loses this game, they're done. I don't think we have to hear about them anymore for the playoff picture.
Yep.
So that's good. Last game is the Minnesota Ducks. Ducks 20. I had wrote this down earlier. 25.5 points.
Minnesota. Like, yeah, there's no way Oregon wins by 25.5. Like, no way. Like, prove me wrong, Ducks. Like, score more than 25.5. You know, like.
All right. I am going to take Oregon thinking that it has been the rain has been the problem. Because like you said, the run game is going to be there. Maybe because it's not going to be fucking pissing rain, they'll be able to throw the ball and potentially have your receivers back.
Presuming they have any receivers healthy. For the
yes.
Game. Yeah. Yeah.
So give me the Ducks.
It's weird. They might have all of the receivers back or yes. None of the receivers back. It's like, who's actually going to play for the Ducks on like tomorrow?
We got the Gophers.
So yeah. Boob will pick Ducks. So
oh.
we gotta hash this out in the chat. Figure it out and let us know, and then it might determine a title, you guys. It might determine a Lions title.
Come down to one point here.
Exactly. All right, so let's do our list and then get out of here.
And I don't even have a list, really. King was supposed to be
back. This is going to be a King-heavy list. We can skip it. We can, and just save it. Because, I mean, it is sort of Gophers-related. So, you know, let's see. Swoosh says, give King the Ducks. So,
all right.
Yeah, we'll remember that you pick Gophers. Yeah, it was going to be like rodent related. It was Duck Duck Chef gave us top 3 rodents to kill, backyard rodents to kill, I think the list was. And we were hoping for just nothing but King stories for the whole
thing. He's killed because he's many opossums. And,
So maybe we'll just save it. Unless you got some.
I believe you forgot to bring up our movie this week.
I did.
At the start. Because we're
That's right. So the movie, thank you. I didn't do like any introduction to this podcast whatsoever. Because I'm tired of like giving out the handles and shit and nobody cares and blah, blah, blah. You already know where to find stuff. Join our Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord. That's where you can find all of the things for us. We do the podcast live on Twitch every Tuesday. Ski does a pack opening podcast and pick some games in the NFL and college football. And then Thursday we do the sports podcast at around 7:30. If you miss those, I put them on YouTube, Sports Brewery, on all of the things. Movie podcast we do every Sunday, and that is not on video, but podcast this week, watch it, listen to us talk about it. It is Jurassic Park Rebirth. So the newest Jurassic Park movie with Scarlett Johansson. Marshall.
I know, but we didn't talk about the Beavers this week because, again, that's a very, that would have been a King rant as well.
Yeah, and that's sort of, it's punching down.
Yeah.
To your point, I've never seen a team fire an interim coach.
That's a new one.
I can't remember a team ever firing an interim coach. That's new. So I guess props to the Beavers for like doing some new shit that nobody's seen before. You know, they're blazing trails. Now do the AD next.
Yes. Who's the problem there?
Like, what are we doing?
Is it really the coaches that are problem? Come on.
What are we doing? No, they almost killed me just now. Yep. Okay, so movie again on Sunday, Jurassic Park Rebirth. Watch that. Listen to us talk about it.
And,
are we good? Anything else?
For Tuesday, it's going to be 91 foot NFL. So
yeah,
if you're interested in seeing old NFL,
that's 90s. Another thing. Like in our Discord, we get movie ideas from you, list ideas for the podcast. Ski gives you options for which card packs he's going to be opening, which is pretty cool and fun. So yeah. So again, it really behooves you to join our Discord, Sports Brewing Discord. Scott Barnes is the tumor. Fold the football team. Bye bye, Beavis. Mm-hmm. God damn it, Beavis. Wait, no. Damn it, Bobby. I just mixed up the fucking Mike Judge shows. Whatever. Fuck it. I literally used to do Beavis and Butthead voices every day in middle school. Go Ducks. Oh, Jer Bear in the chat. Guys, you got sentelled. OSU didn't fire the interim head coach. King makes an addition right at the end. Good stuff. King, do you want to? I mean, we could do like another 10 minutes if you want to just like go off in the chat. We could make that happen. No, okay. All right. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Bye.